Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Holy Sefer Olas Re'iyah, the Parish and the Siddur of Maran Harav Zatzal. And we are now in Psukei Dezimra. Hu Hashem Elokeinu v'chol ha'aretz mishpatav. Says the Rav, Ha'akara Elokit ha'amitit b'taharata nitna li'Yisrael על ידי הופעת הקדושה של אור התורה, המאירה את כל מחשקי הארץ. The true godly recognition in its purity was given to the Jewish people through the revelation and appearance of Kedusha, of the light of Torah that shines all the darkness of the earth. Who truly recognizes God with a pure recognition? The Jewish people, through the light of Torah that lightens the darkness. Al ken, kol ha'atid ha'enoshi, ashteri asher yishtachlel lahakir mishpatei Hashem b'chol ha'olam kulo, v'lishof she'atzedek v'amishpat shehem drachav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu yiyu lefelas chayim b'ad kol yoshvei ha'aretz. Ze bo yavo mitoch ashtalshilutah של אותה הכרה פנימית הישראלית המיוחדה שהיא היא הגורמת להסיר את חשכת הרשעה מעל פני כל הארץ. Therefore, the human future that will be perfected to recognize the justice of God in the whole world and to strive that the justice and righteousness which are the pathways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be the pathway for all those who dwell on earth. It will come from the evolution of that internal recognition unique to the Jewish people that causes the removal of the darkness of evil from the face of the entire earth. In other words, the future of recognizing Hashem is going to come from the recognition of the Jewish people. And that is pshat in this pasuk. V'haikra misefei lireishei midrish. And this pasuk is to be expounded from the end to the beginning. The pasuk is, Hu Hashem Elokeinu b'chol ha'aretz mishpatav. He is the Lord our God, and in all of the earth is his just judgments. Ki be'eza ofen yavo ha'matzav lidei tikun. In what way is the situation going to be rectified? Sheyu b'chol ha'aretz mishpatav, that all the earth will be filled with God's judgment. Shemishpat Hashem amalei tzedek yeh mitpashet b'chol ha'yikum. The justice of God, which is filled with righteousness, will spread out to the entire universe. Al yedei ha'hitamkut ha'choderet shel da'at Hashem v'kabalat malchut shamayim ha'tehora ha'miyuchedet li'Yisrael shebishvil kach yiched ha'kadosh baruch hu et shmo aleinu. Through, how is God's judgment going to be spread in the earth, in the universe? Through going into the penetrating depth of knowledge of God and acceptance of the kingship of heaven that is pure and special to the Jewish people. Because of that, Hashem put his name on us. And that's what it means. Hu Hashem Elokeinu. He is the Lord our God. B'chol ha'aretz mishpatav. And all of the earth is his mishpat. L'chora, what's the kesher between the reish and the sefer of the pasuk? He is the Lord our God. All the judgment is on the earth. What does one have to do with the other? The answer is, when will all of his judgment be on the earth? When will it spread? When we come to this recognition of godliness. It's totally in us. It depends on us. Hu Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem is miyachid his name on us. He's our God, Elokeinu. When we recognize God properly, as we are supposed to, as is our task, then b'chol ha'aretz mishpatav. So when b'chol ha'aretz mishpatav? When Hashem Elokeinu b'chol Hashem Elokeinu. God's judgment is going to be on earth when we properly recognize him. So it depends on us. Our job is to spread his justice on earth. Beautiful. Zechru leolam brito davar tziva le'elef dor. Remember forever his covenant, a thing that he commanded for 1,000 generations. Omer Rav, yesh evdel bein habrit hamusag ha'atzmi shel ha'tochen asher lanetzach ha'omed lemala mikol musag musbar ba'eze higayon mugbal. There is a difference between a covenant, the essential idea whose content is forever, which is above any concept that could be explained with limited logic. Uben hadavar, and something else, she'af hu omed b'ma'ala elyona me'od, which also is very on a very high plateau. B'chol zot yesh bo hashpa'a shel hagbala. Nevertheless, there is an influence of limitations. Alken, hazikaron haolami. Zechru leolam brito. Remember forever his covenant. Hazikaron haolami. Ze hazecher she'eino sovel shum hagbalat siyurit klal. זהו תוכן הברית בעצם, אבל ברית עולם זו הרי נכנסת להשפיע בתוך הגבול המספרי, ותוכן מושג מתהווה ממנו להיות לאור מאיר ולהגה את קשר חוק וציווי להורות שהם באים במסורת של תיאור זמן. So you have the זכרו לעולם בריתו, you have the ברית that's forever, there's no limitation, it's forever. However, there's going to be a hashpa, which is limited within this world. Davar tziva, a thing that was commanded, la'elef dor, for 1,000 generations. So now you can start talking about time. So the etzem bris, the etzem covenant, the essential covenant, is unlimited and eternal. And is not given to human comprehension. But this bris is also going to have a concrete expression in this world, and therefore it's given to a limited time frame. Davar tziva le'elef dor. As etzem abrit ze le'olam, it's forever, the etzem bris, the essential covenant. But then how it's mushpa, how it's bestowed, influenced upon the world, that's merely for 1,000 generations. Beautiful. Okay, b'siyata d'shmaya b'tzos Hashem darkeinu, we will continue. I hope Hashem should give us the life, simchas chayim, and the financial means to amir to Hashem, continue next time. Shalom, sweetest friends.